All right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. It's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. You know, I just don't understand, and law enforcement's point in all of this. I go back to Milwaukee and the decisions that were made. A prior chief of police thought that it was too dangerous to have these chases. I don't know what happens in the towns or cities where you live, those of you in the listening audience, or what your views are. If you think it makes sense to endanger innocent people in order to get the collar. But the collar can never be worth the safety of innocent citizens. Police are sworn to protect. Law enforcement is sworn to protect the citizenry. And you certainly don't do that when you're trying to catch the guy, you know. And I know I'm not naive. There's no license plate on the car. And I'm sure police are concerned that, you know, at some point in time, the guys are going to pull over and jump out of the car, and they will lose the collar. But that can't ever be more important that they lose that person than endangering my life or your life or anybody else's life. Who do we have on the line, Sam?
L.A. Tom's back.
All right, L.A. Tom, what's happening?
Hey, Earl, first off, we the people are the government, and second, the Republicans are the party of death. It's very simple. It's called chase porn or car porn. The media companies are trying to do whatever they can to redo O.J. In the chase, because that was their best ratings ever. And they get ratings on the TV. They don't care about if a human being dies or not. All they care about is that they got the people watching the TV and getting their eyeballs on the TV.
So, Tom, I do understand the media's part in this, but it's law enforcement that's doing the chase.
Well, exactly. And the thing is, they're probably also involved in some type of funding that they're getting from the media. I mean, it's follow the money, I guess, is the best thing to do, because that's probably what's happening. And it also makes them into celebrities, like on Cops, and you know, all of these types of shows. I mean, it's a sick world we live in. You know, we really do value money and the love of money and the greed
of
money.
Well, like I said again, no time. You know, if somebody steals my car, so you know, what am I going to do, man? You know. I mean, yeah.
Again, I don't understand why it is that people aren't doing what they used to do on some of the TV shows, where they would, you know, shoot out a tire, or they would basically, you know, take one of those helicopters. They probably can pick them up right off the ground if they wanted to. If they really wanted to end that thing, they could, but they don't. They love the ratings.
So my point is, you know, if the person they're chasing, and I don't even think at this point, has murdered somebody.
No,
you know, then, and we got to get this guy. He just murdered somebody.
Oh yeah.
But, well, he's driving recklessly, and he doesn't have a license plate. So we got to get him. You know.
They love the car chase. That's it. Because the thing is, honestly, if you really wanted to, you could actually have cops going from the other direction if you wanted to stop. A vehicle as well. There's solutions, but the thing is, they love chase porn. They love it. They love the fact, and I don't know what it is in human beings. Whenever I see a car chase, I turn the TV off immediately. I don't even try to buy into any of that stuff, because apparently someone's giving them the ratings. And I hate to say it, but it's probably
same
people that love death.
So here's the outcome of that chase: two squad cars destroyed. You know, taxpayer-owned squad cars, they got to be replaced.
Yep.
You know, innocent people in the other vehicle, in the hospital, in not the greatest condition. An innocent guy standing on the street in critical condition, you know, not knowing whether or not he's going to make it. If you add all those things up, was it worth getting a guy for a stolen car?
Hell no. I mean, they love it. And, you know, if a politician came out and actually said, we want this to stop, believe me, that person would be probably sought on as the worst politician in the world.
Well, Tom,
they would come down with commercials.
It was
them,
politicians.
Freedom, this, that.
It was politicians who changed the law a year ago. Okay, so we had the law in place that they couldn't chase.
And you know what? And
law enforcement said that the bad guys, were thumbing their nose at them.
Yep.
Excuse me, driving by law enforcement saying, look, we know you can't chase. And that was pissing off law enforcement because they felt like it was being disrespectful to them. This is true, man. I'm not fabricating this. And so because of that, pilot tricksters then changed the law back and allowed these chases. Now one of them will take responsibility for all the carnage that has happened afterwards.
Earl, again, the media companies are going to make big dollars on the advertising that comes in. It's all about money and politics. It's all about getting donations. It's all about getting yourself self-enriched. And the thing is, if they can get the media companies behind, you know, the politrickster and getting them buying ads on their TV networks or getting the ratings, that's what this is all about. I'm telling you, it's the same thing with a lot of the things that you're seeing, is that, you know, this gets ratings. Hurricanes. Oh, my God. Hurricane porn. Weather porn. You know, people have to see that.
Hey,
you know, people have to see anytime there's a car crash on the road. I mean, it's, you know, it's just the way human beings are, unfortunately.
All right, Tom. Thank you very much for the call. Thank you very much for the call. We've got to go to a break. When we come back. Oh, okay. So we got a couple minutes. But I just know that this is not the end of it, okay? It's got to be rethought. There has to be another conversation about it. You know, they passed the law a year ago. Let's look at the sheer numbers of people who've been either killed or injured because of these chases. Let's see what that is. We certainly have to get to that point. Listen, we've got to go to a break. Oh, yeah. Yeah, we got to go to a break. So when we come back, we'll continue the conversation. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back.
Say, this is mine. You can't take.